Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, as we are here with two of the senior leaders of the Pella Boys golf team, Cade McGinley and AJ Hoekstra. Good to have both of you guys back on again. I know we had a chance to talk last year, and obviously now you're filling in to your senior roles this year. How have things been going so far as we approach the midway point?
Yeah, they've been going good. It's been fun to get back into golf season, and everybody's doing really good. Yeah, we've had our struggles a little bit, but on Saturday we had a good round, so we've been putting it all together now, and I think that as we go forward in the season, it'll be really good.
Yeah, I think it's been a great start. Just having like most of us back has been really comfortable as starting into the season, and I think that we've had a great start, and we've gotten some good goals already achieved from last year. So.
Well, and that's what it seems like. You had so many guys back from last year. Last year's team took a lot of lumps, right, especially with the big shoes you had to fill with Will and Gordon and all their graduations. What was it like this year coming in with all of that experience behind you, and how did that help set the stage for what you're accomplishing this year?
Yeah, it was really encouraging because we knew that we had a lot of experience, and we played all summer really preparing for this year. And just all of our experience, we think, will really carry us forward this year, as last year we weren't really used to playing in the spots that we had. So this year, I think we'll really like take advantage of that.
Yeah, and going off what Cade said, I think we're just way more comfortable this year because last year it was our first year of being in the mix and being up on the top spots. So now all of our other teammates know like what it's like since they were on most of them were on varsity last year.
Well, and you've had some impressive wins so far. I know that we had a little struggle at Boston this past Friday, but you've beaten teams like Gilbert and Knoxville and Pella Christian head-to-head and have had some great rounds, close to 300 this past Saturday. AJ, what's it like when this team is at its best, and how exciting is it to see those flashes of potential?
Yeah, it's really exciting. When we all click together, a lot of good things can happen.
Well, and Cade, you've been at the top spot and have seen some elite golfers, including the boys from Washington and a few of them. How do you think your game's been elevated by that, and what does it mean to be that number one guy and try to contribute to the team?
Yeah, I love being the number one, and I love playing with good golfers. I think it really brings out my best golf, and it's just really fun to compete against the state's best and just give it all that I can every tournament.
Well, and what makes this year's team unique is that you've had a few sophomores and some underclassmen join the rotation from last year's team. How have you guys tried to be leaders in that regard and help them settle in, and what's it like to be seeing them put down some upper 70s and low 80s as well?
Yeah, it's good. Just those new people coming in and having more depth to our team really helps us, and it really gives a good competition even in practice, so it gets them even better as well.
Yeah, it's fun finally getting to be a leader for them, and they're all really good players, so they don't really need much, and they know what they're doing, but it's just good to give a little guidance when I can and help them with what they need.
Here at Cade McGinley and AJ Hoekstra, they're the two senior leaders of the Pella Boys golf team near the midway point of the year. And Cade, you know, you guys were on that state team a couple years ago with Will and that whole group and missed out last year. And we were actually pretty competitive and had a shot to get there. I'm guessing that's probably in at least the realm of the goal, especially with some of the scores you've shot. How have you been working towards that goal of getting up to Ames and having the opportunity to compete on the final day?
Yeah, we've just been working really hard every day with that end goal in mind of making it to state. And that's just always in the back of our mind because last year, you know, we didn't make it. So it's just really something that we want to do. And especially as a team, we want to get everybody up there because it's a lot more fun when you have a team.
AJ, kind of a similar question. What are the things that you think this year's team has that may put you over the top? And how exciting is that to know that you probably have the guys in-house and some inter-squad competition that are pushing you guys to have that opportunity to probably play with the best at the end?
Yeah, I think our biggest thing is depth and experience. Our depth, we probably have 9 or 10 players that could easily play varsity. So having that is a really good thing. When someone else is having a bad day, someone else can lift them up. And then for experience, almost all of our guys are back, so that's a big positive as well.
Well, and for each of you, knowing that that's the goal and knowing you want to compete for a state championship on the last day of the season, what do you think it's going to take to get there? And golf being such a mental game, how honed in do you have to be by mid-May to make that push and have that opportunity?
Yeah, it's really just all about consistency for us and just putting our good rounds together when it really matters in our sectional and districts, and just being focused all the time because golf's a long game. It takes about 5 hours to play a round, so we just really got to be focused in on every shot and give it our best.
Yeah, and I think another thing is patience. We all have that goal going to state, but that's in about a month still, so we just got to make sure we take this one step at a time and get better.
Well, I know golf is individual in a lot of ways, but what's it been like knowing that this schedule's probably prepared you too? You guys have probably seen just about every contender in the state.
Yeah, it's been really good to play against the state's best because we know that we can compete with them, having beaten a lot of the best teams in the state. And just it's really encouraging because when we put everything together, we know that we can compete and win, and that's what it's going to take at the state tournament.
Yeah, when we won at Boswell a week and a half ago, we knew that we could beat them now, and we have a lot of confidence moving on and knowing that we can do it. It's just a lot of motivation for us.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun to see how it plays out. Cade McGinley and AJ Hickster, the two senior leaders of the Pella Boys golf team, appreciate your time. It was great to see you, at least for a hole, this past weekend. I look forward to seeing you guys in action soon. Thank you.
Thank you.